Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we take a look at social work. March is National Social Work Month. I speak with Danielle Stouter, licensed Masters of Social Work with Hospice of Washington County.
March is a month to recognize social work. Can you explain what you do on a day-to-day basis?
On a day-to-day basis, I work with patients and their families who are living in the final chapter of life. My role is to understand who our patients are and what their goals are at this time of their life. My primary goal is to understand what their goals are and to help them achieve them.
And can you give us a couple of examples of some recent patients' goals that you've helped them achieve?
Sometimes we have patients who are avid fishers and want one more opportunity to go fishing. And so we utilize either their pool of people and friends and family, or we will find people in the community that are willing to let a patient come to their home for a fishing experience. We've had patients that wanted to go on a vacation, and so we orchestrate hospice while they're in their vacation destination. I've helped send people to Florida and Hawaii and Colorado, just to name a few.
And that's just one aspect of what you do?
That is just one very small aspect of what I do. I facilitate a lot of conversations. Being referred to hospice can be a life-changing event. So I've tried to facilitate conversations to, maybe we're thinking about things for the first time. What's important to you? How do you want to spend this time? But also, you know, does your family have what they need in place to carry on after your passing? Do we have legal documents completed, financial documents completed? What are your final arrangements? Have those been discussed? Sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. And facilitating those conversations for the sake of the patient and their family as time approaches and those things become needed.
Is the work you do also with those family members, not only with the patient?
Absolutely. The best part about the Medicare hospice benefit is that it allows us to take care of the patient, but also their family. It's a well-rounded interdisciplinary team so that we can meet all aspects of a patient's needs. You're a lot more than a medical diagnosis, and the interdisciplinary team really helps us meet all of those needs.
And as a social worker, what would you say is the best part and the worst part of your job?
I don't know that there is a worst part. I think you become a social worker when you're passionate about helping people. I have found working in hospice to be a calling, if you will, because you're welcomed into people's lives at a very vulnerable time, and you're asked to offer support and education and help and walk this journey with someone. Each patient is unique. There is no blueprint for end of life. And I think the best part is watching each person's story unfold.
And talking about social work from a broad perspective, are there a variety of different avenues that a licensed social worker can explore?
Absolutely. You can work in medical social work in a hospital setting. Social workers work in schools with children and teens. Social workers provide independent private therapy. Social workers work in housing and rural development. They work at HACAP. They work in churches. Social workers work in a variety of settings. And the goal is typically to help people define their needs and help them meet them.
And with March being a national month to observe all of the work done by social workers, what do you want our listeners to take away from this conversation?
To know that social workers are in place to help you meet a need, and to do it in an empowering and a positive way.
That's been today's Washington Page with Danielle Stouter of Hospice of Washington County. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.